Secretary General, dear guest, welcome to Krakow, the historical capital of Poland. The local university is the oldest higher education institution in Poland and one of the oldest in the world. For centuries, it has been attracting international students who are willing and able to think of Europe in terms of a common cause. They were capable of building the future of Europe based on what brings nations together. The meeting in Krakow coincides with the 10th anniversary of the accession of Hungary, the Czech Republic, and Poland to NATO. It was largely because of the decision at the next 2004 enlargement that NATO strengthened its capabilities of taking up new tasks and solving new problems. I'm sure that the newest enlargement involving Albania and Croatia will also be very successful. Therefore, I would like to extend an especially warm welcome to the representatives of those two states. I am convinced that the meeting in Krakow and the summit in April will work well for the further strengthening of our alliance, so that it remains the guarantor of independence and territorial integrity of its members. At the same time, the alliance must develop its capabilities to react to new threats the world faces today. Today, the world fears not only tanks and bombs. We face the threat of terrorists, energy-related economic attacks, as well as attacks in cyberspace. We need new instruments, even to identify the fact of occurrence of such an attack. We must adapt the strategy of the alliance to the contemporary global challenges and needs of the nations. I mean not only the alive, but also those aspiring from the NATO membership, our friends, neighbors, and all the global partners. I believe that the new strategy concept will contribute to the further development of NATO. We wish the decision to start work on the new strategy concept be made during the April summit in France and Germany. The discussion should be as specific and concrete as possible from the very beginning. It is Poland's view that the conclusions from this discussion should be known in 1 year at the latest. When fighting against global threats, every single day and each single man are extremely important. We, the Poles, experienced that during the past few weeks when we fought for life of our fellow countrymen who had been abducted and murdered by the terrorists. NATO should continue to be an effective political and military alliance whose major objective remains the collective defense. We must reinforce the transatlantic bond and at the same time reconfirm our will and readiness to continue the open-door policy for the democratic countries of Europe, which share our values and want to join the alliance. It is an important challenge for NATO to support the stabilization efforts in conflict regions, post-conflict response, for example, the provision of aid after the earthquake in Pakistan, and to promote democratic standards. The ISAF operation in Afghanistan sets up a new practice for alliance and its partner nations' engagement out of area. The participation in the mission is a test for the current capabilities and mechanisms on the basis of which the alliance is operating. We are able to assess our response capabilities to threats and challenges for the international security environment. The success of the mission depends on the common involvement. The presidential election on the 20th of August will be an important test both for us and the Afghans. The community of values serves as the real, lasting, and effective guarantee of security. The values that we cherish cannot be simply imposed. That is why it is so important to promote our values, because if we succeed, the number of our enemies will definitely decrease. Thus, we shouldn't be discouraged by the long way that is ahead of us. Any progress in the expansion of the community of values is important as it saves human lives. Finally, on behalf of the Polish government, I would like to thank you, Secretary General, for managing the North Atlantic Treaty Alliance for the past 5 years, making sure that it lives up to the expectation of all the allies. The current NATO defense transformation process must have been one of the difficult tasks. We all should take credit for undertaking the comprehensive task of stabilizing the situation in Afghanistan. This is a very difficult process, and we still have a lot to do. But I am optimistic, and I believe you are optimistic and realistic also, Mr. Secretary General. Thank you for your attention.